You're listening to Santa Claudia from Simpatico. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the English Teacher John Show. Today is Sunday, November 6th. This is audio lesson number 19, and we are podcasting from Matsumoto, Japan, right in the heart of Honshu Island. I'd like to have a quiet moment of thought and consideration. The Kashmir area of Pakistan and India have been suffering a lot as a result of the earthquake last month. It looks like there are more than 50,000 people dead, and I can't even imagine how many people are injured and how many people are suffering. Perhaps without food, without a home or any shelter, people who lost their father or mother or brother or grandmother or a child. I spent a few years in the Indian state of Himachal Pradesh, which is in northern India and not so far from the earthquake area. I also visited the Indian side of Kashmir in 1996, and there I met some kind and interesting people. It was the time when I learned the important greeting and response, Assalamu alaikum, wa alaikum salam. This evening, I just wanted to send our hopes and prayers that the good people of Pakistan and India will recover, and the best of luck to them in rebuilding their lives and their dreams. I teach English at a junior college here in Matsumoto, and I recently went to our school festival. I saw many of my students, and it was really nice to spend some time with them outside of the classroom. I think we all know that most of life is spent outside of the classroom and not inside the classroom. At the festival, we laughed and joked together, and I ate some Japanese food and some international food. One teacher and his students made Mexican burritos, and I also tried some Chinese egg pancakes that the Chinese students made. For Japanese food, I had oden, which is boiled vegetables or tofu, in broth. And I also had mochi on a stick. Mochi is a sticky rice cake and is a very traditional Japanese food, especially at the New Year's holiday. At the school festival, I met a group of young musicians and I spoke with them. Let's listen to a few excerpts from the interview, and let's listen to some of their music. I apologize, the sound quality is not very good. I'm very sorry about that. Yes, we are still here at the festival talking to some musicians. How are you today?
I'm fine.
Really? What's your name?
Ryuji.
Ah, Ryuji. Nice to meet you.
Ryuji.
Ryuji. Wow. And how old are you?
21.
Ah, really? Are you a student?
Yes.
What are you studying?
Management.
Management?
Management.
Ah, great. First year, second year, third year?
Third year.
Third year?
Yes.
Ah, great. What do you want to do after university?
Graduate school.
Graduate school?
Yes.
Ah, great. What kind of music do you like?
J-pop,
Japanese pop music.
Beatles.
Beatles?
John Lennon.
Mm-hmm.
Smoke on the Water. Deep Purple.
Deep Purple.
Wow. Et cetera.
Ah, nice. And what instruments do you play?
Acoustic guitar.
Mm-hmm.
Electric guitar. Bass alto.
Really? Ah, great. And where are you from?
Chiba.
From Chiba?
Chiba Prefecture.
Hmm. Where's Chiba?
Next to Tokyo.
Next to Tokyo?
Right.
And after Matsumoto, where do you want to live?
Nagoya.
In Nagoya? For graduate school?
Yes.
Ah, great. Well, your music sounds good today.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Thank
good luck.
Much. Yes.
Bye-bye. How about a little English language lesson today? Let's talk about using verb infinitives. To help, to play, to do, to show, to watch, to find, to ask. He called his mother to tell her the good news. To tell is a verb infinitive. Infinitive, infinitive. I went to Sally's house to help her with her computer. To help is a verb infinitive. In these sentences, we use the verb infinitive to show purpose, to show the reason for an action, to tell us why the action happens or happened. How about some examples? Every Friday, they go to the hospital. Why do they go to the hospital? Every Friday, they go to the hospital to visit their grandfather. Yesterday afternoon, she went to the library. Why did she go to the library yesterday? What was her purpose or reason? Yesterday afternoon, she went to the library to look for a book about world history. After lunch, my brother's going to the post office. Why is he going to the post office? What's his reason for going? After lunch, my brother's going to the post office to mail some postcards. Okay, let's try a little practice.
Oh, no.
Please repeat these sentences. Repeat them out loud. If you're alone or in a crowd, try out your English today. Loud and clear for all to hear. Repeat the sentences with your best pronunciation and intonation. He went home to eat lunch with his wife. I called my younger brother to remind him about the family party on Saturday. My coworker sometimes leaves work early to pick up his son from school. The day after tomorrow, they're meeting at 3 o'clock to talk about the new project. My best friend's coming over soon to show me his holiday photos. She's writing a letter to her boss to ask for a salary increase. She's writing a letter to her boss to ask for a raise. Salary increase and raise mean the same thing. Hey, that's all for now. I hope you learned something from today's lesson. I'd like to say thanks to all of you for listening. Thanks for your emails and your kind words of support. I welcome your comments and suggestions. Please send them to podcast@englishteacherjohn.com. Have a great week. Bye-bye.